truly shocked. Yeah, I am shocked. I thought we prepared well this week. I thought we had a good game plan, but you know, without watching the film and seeing everything up close, man, obviously we didn't execute that game plan. And they came in and they executed theirs way better than we did. So hats off to them, obviously. They played a great game, and you give those guys credit. And we got to go back to work.
What part of what transpired today most shocked you that you expected so much more from the game?
Yeah, all those. We didn't play good in any phase. But my job is on defense, and we didn't set ages. We didn't get quarterback pressure. We had mistakes on the D-line, linebackers, secondary. And, you know, obviously those some bright spots, but way too little, obviously. Like I said, we all have to go back to work next week. We got a really veteran and another good team from the SC North coming in here next week. And we ain't got time to sit here and pity pat about, you know, what just happened here. We got to move forward. Obviously learn from this, move forward, and get ready for next week. And I think that's what our process will be.
How do you best explain the lack of pressure of being able to get pressure?
You got Andy Dalton getting the ball out of his hands under 2.5 seconds. You know, you're not going to get a lot of pressure against a guy like that. What you want to do is get him throwing lanes and bat some balls down, and hopefully that gets him to hang on a little bit. But, you know, that O-line is good, obviously. And I thought we did adequate job of, you know, making him a little uncomfortable in situations, but, you know, he threw some great balls, and he had some great receivers, and they made plays, and we didn't.
A lot of things went wrong for you guys, but when they got the ball, I think it was a minute three left before halftime, and were able to score. Was that particularly disappointing for you?
I mean, every time anybody's ever scored a touchdown on the defense since I've been on the field, it's been disappointing. There's never been a satisfying touchdown given up on my end. But anytime in the 2 minute, you want to be able to get a stop and get some sentiments of a good feeling heading into halftime, something to build on. And especially how things was definitely not going our way right there. You want to be able to kind of hold stand there, at least force them to a field goal try. But like I said, things just didn't go our way today. And I'm the type of guy that looks at the positives more than I look at the negatives. Obviously, you're going to learn from the negatives, but I mean, we can't. Truly beat ourselves up yet. It's one game, pleasure goal, and it's something we have to learn from. And you know, I've been in this league long enough to know that you don't reach your goal in the first week. You know, I've started fast and got my butt kicked in. At the end of the season, I've started slow and won championships at the end of the season. So you know, that's what I'm gonna continue to tell these guys. We still have a lot of faith in what we can do. But that really doesn't mean much. We got to go out there and do it.
What's your assessment of all of it today?
I don't know. I didn't. You know, he played a lot opposite of me today, so I don't know. Obviously, we'll get the opportunity to look at film. But you know, for a guy that had one day of practice, and the fact that he actually got on the football field and knew the defense that was, you know, he was called upon to know, I thought that was the biggest thing. You know, he's Alden is Alden. Everyone knows what talent that he is. And as he's getting more comfortable and obviously more integrated in our defense, you know, I think he's going to be a huge asset for us. But obviously, we got to get ourselves in passing downs. We got to get ourselves in situations where, you know, he's best utilized. And that's for, you know, all of us. We can't be having 3rd-and-1s and, you know, down 30. I don't care how great you are. You can mix Alden with LT and everybody else, Reggie White and whoever else you want. You're not going to get pressure when quarterbacks are going to throw the ball that fast and they're going to be able to mix it up with the run and play action. You know, it's not going to happen.
It was reported that you were instrumental in getting him over here. Is that true?
I have a teeny tiny, teensy, wincy, minute. I had a little bit. Me and Alden, we actually go back a lot longer than people think we do. And, you know, I've always admired him from afar. Getting an opportunity to work with him now, I'm excited. You know, paired him with Mac can be a tremendous, like I said, asset for us.